Hello and welcome to Keswa 101. The rules are simple. 9 questions are randomly selected from my little black book here at the start of each series. Each contestant must answer these questions in the most honest way possible, hopefully disgracing themselves along the way. The 10th question is always, what would you put into Keswa 101? The Keswa 101 vault, banishing something that irks our contestants and that they wish to rid the world of. Only one rule here, people or animals are not permitted. So let's get started with season 2 and our first contestant.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
I'm Kirsty Hobkirk, or Miss Hobkirk to most of you, and I'm the graduate music assistant at King Edward School, Whitley, which basically means doing whatever Mr. Slivka asks me to do in the music department.
Question 2.
How would you describe yourself in 3 words?
I would probably describe myself as being caring, an overthinker, and emotional. And I think that all of these 3 things can both be good and bad traits at times.
Question 3.
What was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you?
So in my last year of school, I developed a somewhat rebellious streak. And my friend and I had decided after a particularly rubbish week that we'd go down to the local pub one Friday night. This was allowed at my school, but only with express permission. So about half an hour after we've got there, we suddenly noticed 2 people marching towards us, and unfortunately, they were our house mistresses. After a quick dressing down in front of the entire pub, they frog-marched us back to school through the centre of town. And the most embarrassing part of it was having to walk in silence behind them the whole way back whilst we were trying not to laugh. I'm sure there's a lesson in there somewhere. Always remember to get permission and sign out.
You absolute rebel.
Question 4.
What's the most interesting thing about you?
I'm not sure if this is an interesting thing about me, but it's definitely the most interesting thing that's ever happened to me.
Did you just make up your own question?
Last year, I was asked to sing a newly commissioned piece for Prince Charles for his 70th birthday party at Dumfries House in Scotland. I was really honoured to be introduced to His Royal Highness, but the only thing I remember thinking was how short he was.
Well, that is impressive and a real claim to fame. You did reveal something interesting about yourself, however. You're heightist. Thanks.
Question 5.
What is your favourite word and why?
My favourite word is definitely smidgen, commonly shortened to smidge. It's a great word to use if you're cooking and you don't have a recipe, so you have to make it up as you go along.
You're really confusing me, Kirsty. Less than 20 seconds ago, you revealed yourself as a heightist, and now your favourite word is smidgen, which is defined as a small amount of something. Which is it?
Question 6.
If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
I would love to go to the hills of Tuscany right now and sit in the swimming pool where I used to go with my family on holiday. It would be lovely to feel like some kind of normality had returned.
Question 7.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
It would have to be a pizza bianca with pesto, pine nuts and loads of cheese.
Well, it looks like Kirsty's going to leave us hanging about the favourite restaurant bit of the question, but there we go. But Kirsty, I agree with you. I had a pesto pizza once, absolutely delicious, but it disappeared midway through eating. And then a magician jumped out. "Hey, pesto," he said.
Question 8.
What do you wish you had known when you were 18 that you know now?
So, as most of you know, 18 wasn't actually that long ago for me.
All right, don't rub it in.
But I think the one thing I wish I'd known 5 years ago was that there was a really exciting life for me beyond school. I was terrified by the thought of leaving school and leaving all of my friends and my boyfriend to go and study 500 miles away in Glasgow. However, I had the most wonderful 4 years there. I still see my school friends regularly now, especially since I've moved down south again. And most importantly, I'm still with my boyfriend 5 years later. So if any of you in the upper six are feeling worried about moving on from school, just go for it and take advantage of all the amazing things that are about to come your way.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
I would definitely be a dog. If I could have half as wonderful a life as my dog has, then that would be fantastic. He spends his time running around the Scottish countryside with my parents, or curled up on a sofa or in front of the fire.
Crunch time.
Miss Hopkirk, what would you put into Keswa 101?
Well, this has been a really tough one because at the moment there are an awful lot of things I would love to banish forever. Politicians that don't answer the question.
There's only one rule, Kirsty, no people or animals. You just broke both with that.
Zoom, slow Wi-Fi, and obviously the virus. But I realise that all those things will one day end. Well, maybe not the politicians, but we can live in hope. So I have decided to put hay fever into Keswa 101. For the last 3 years, it's plagued me every day between April and September, and I'd like nothing more than to be able to sit outside and enjoy the beauty of nature without having to contend with itchy red eyes, sneezing, and a constant sore throat. So please, Mr. Gardener, for me and for anyone else who is suffering with the dreaded hay fever, will you put hay fever into Keswa 101?
Well, I would say that that is the most controversial answer that we have had. Yes, Kirsty, hay fever is in Keswa 101. But to successfully do this, we've also had to put pollen into Keswa 101. Now, pollen is produced by trees, flowers, grasses, and weeds. So we've also had to remove those. So what turns out to be a simple request has turned out into a very selfish one, where we now have none of those things, when you simply could have gone to Boots and got yourself some Pyroton. Ho-hum. Kirsty, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us and to give us your answers. They were fascinating. We've learnt a lot about you, and a great way to kick off this two-part mini-series. Next up, listeners, it's Mr. Campbell talking us through what he would put into Keswa 101, as well as answering the same questions, and this will be released on Friday. For now, enjoy the rest of your week. Work hard, keep safe. Bye for now.